downstairs. Gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal. Seeing everything, the time is going, ticking on and on, everybody's rushing. Gotta get down to the bus stop. Gotta catch my bus. I see my friends kicking in the front seat, sitting in the back seat. Gotta make my mind up.
If only you could see what is going on here in Justice Geek Studios. We are definitely getting down on Friday this week. Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JusticeGeeks.com. We stumbled upon, on episode 293 of the Justice Geeks podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Go to Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks. Give us a like over there. Twitter and Instagram at Justice Geeks. And most importantly, be a Jughead. We want you over at Jugheads Incorporated, our Facebook group where all the funnies happen. I actually meant to do the podcast introduction differently this week. I meant to say, this is Josh.
This is Brandon.
Hey, this is James.
There we go. Now it's fixed.
Hey.
I'm sad that there's not a little video of that that just
occurred. I'd like to give awesome. A shout out to our choreographers for teaching me how to do that move. I didn't learn that one. I'm talking about what we were doing up here.
Oh, okay. You popping and locking over there?
That's what she told me to do yesterday.
The pop and lock?
Yeah.
Lock it. It's pretty good. Also, a shout out to the person I share a bank account with for not videoing that, actually.
Yeah, thank you.
Or did you put it on Snapchat? Because that's something that you would have done.
I wish she did. I liked it.
It was me too. It was hilarious. About borked that right up the ding ding from the get go. Because I did. I hit the wrong buttons immediately. All right.
He was too busy giggling.
I've been giggling for like 30 minutes. He didn't do it.
We'll get there.
We got to get him laughing.
I tell you what, if this show is nothing but self-deprecation of Josh, it's totally fine. Okay, so...
No, it's going to be about Brandon.
Yeah, it's not. But before we do some of that, we need to address an issue that has occurred, I guess, sort of an issue. I wouldn't really call it an issue. I'd call it something else. But
I'd call it funnin'.
Mm-hmm. Doop, doop. Boom, boom, boom. So, it's come to our attention that some of you think we're a little bit too mean to Logan.
Sorry, I love
this. This is definitely a sing-song episode.
I
had no idea it was going to be this way. Guys, do we like Logan?
No.
Okay. All right, that's over.
No. You know we love Logan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why can't we be friends?
Anyway, so we're just having some goofs with Logan. Although I will say we almost recorded this episode yesterday.
Yeah, but we were busy. Me and Brandon were busy.
You guys
had to leave.
Totally fine. And Logan came. He posted a photo in Jugheads Incorporated about being back or whatever.
Well, no, it was the picture of me and Brandon because I was attempting to do the Whoa Mama dance with Brandon.
Yeah,
he had his leg up and we were just all over each other and it was weird. And
I felt safe.
Yeah, he felt safe. In my arms.
Girl. But it's really funny because I came back from the green room and he was back. He had already been here once that day.
Yeah.
And I yelled some profanities.
You did the Michael Scott, no! Yeah. No, God, no!
What was great is when he came in, I convinced him that we had already recorded our episode.
Yeah, you ruined everything.
You could have solved this with a text message. Hey, just tell Logan we've already recorded.
Yeah, we were trying to make a joke because we actually thought we were going to record yesterday, and then we realized what time it was.
We didn't have time.
We don't have time.
Yeah.
But, so Logan had come in, and we were like, oh, yeah, we just finished, buddy. Like, we're done. You missed out. And he's like, oh, man, I was gonna come be on.
Thank you. I'll not have the gum in the microphone.
Yeah, I can smell it over here.
Yeah, it's my bad if I'm
Anyway, so yeah, we had convinced him, and then Josh just comes walking in, screams, "No, no, God, no, no, please, love, no, no, no," and he was like, "You, we're not recording with you." And we're like, "Josh, we told him we already recorded," and he just turned around and walked off.
I said a lot of profanities after that too.
Well, I was trying to make it easy on the gov.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, I was. Yeah. Censoring.
Yeah, well, that's nice. So to clear the air and to make sure there's no issues, let's give our good former friend Logan Barnes a call right now.
Former friend.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Is everybody okay with that? Is everybody okay if we give Logan call
him
a call?
If we call him former friend? Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I'm cool with that. I told you the story of what happened last night.
Yeah, he's the worst, so let's call him.
12 Mississippi.
12 Mississippis.
Good God almighty.
Almost.
So close.
So close.
But it's hobby day, so he's probably not going to answer.
I bet he will. He just He just flipped a table.
I'm done.
Bye.
I missed it. We told you. I'm telling you, he's not going to answer.
He's not even going to take my call.
No.
So this is all on Logan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now it's his fault. It's back on him.
Because we invited him to come on today.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Oh, you just put his number out. Like, we need to bleep that. Because he doesn't have a personalized voicemail.
Hey, idiot, your phone number's on the podcast. Bye.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, Gov, please. Please, Gov, edit that.
Actually, don't. I need you to call Logan wherever you're from right now.
No.
Pick up your phone, send him a text message, and say, "This is Logan." That's what it needs to be.
That would be so great.
Yeah.
Hey, he'll finally get some new numbers, won't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He'll finally have more than three.
A new phone, who dis?
Would have been four, but he won't save Emily's.
So clearly it's not us that has a problem with Logan.
I mean, no, even last night we were talking about it, and because he said, "Oh, you know, I've had friends tell me that it was so bad and that we were just really hard on him this last week." And so he listened to it on his lunch break, and then he goes, "That wasn't bad at all.
That's like, not anything out of the normal.
Not anything."
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so he didn't care.
And then
so,
me and James, we took him out to dinner last night. And
No, we made him buy his own food.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
We just went and sat at the same table.
We didn't even plan on him going. He just showed up. I'm like, "Oh, there's Logan."
Dude, you rode with him.
I'm creating a narrative.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Don't do that. Quit taking weird pictures. Anyway, tell your story.
So instead of doing the podcast last night, me and James went to do a race that I ran. He walked and he did some other. What y'all did you do?
I helped set up for it. It was a charity event. Mm-hmm.
We stomped out bullying together.
Yeah, and I bullied
Logan
and Brandon. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I bullied both of them.
He bullied me. Yeah, it's okay. Cool. It's cool.
Okay, so what is the result though?
Before the race, James and I had a gentleman's agreement. We made a bet a couple months ago. The
it's
three
back
of
in
us,
April.
Me, him, and Josh, we are at a race,
which I won the
a
last
color run.
One.
Yeah, you did.
Well, you are in a motorized vehicle. Yeah, Brandon had his leg.
I came in first.
He, James was in the pace car.
Yeah, I was in the I was driving the pace car.
I was getting on him at the beginning of the race though.
Yeah, but you didn't.
But anyway, continue.
In that race, there was like 200 people I think who ran, and I came in fifth place.
Right.
So before the race yesterday, I made a bet with him. I said, "If I can do fifth or better, you have to drink three Old Duels during our podcast today. And if I do anything worse than fifth place, I'll drink them." And I came exactly in fifth place.
Which I mean, it's like fate smiled upon you.
Which I would like to contest that, because there was a child that he was bullying that was running right in front of him that he like tripped. I saw him do it. He should have been disqualified, so he wouldn't have technically finished, period.
I was telling that guy, that kid, "No, good run, good race, keep going, buddy," because he was doing really good. There are kids that age who will just sprint, and then they'll get tired and
they'll
walk.
Stop, yeah.
He would know. He would run a little bit, but then he would keep on jogging, but he kept his pace mostly the whole thing.
Nice. That's awesome.
I was impressed. He's like 6 or 7. He looked to be like about 6 or 7.
I think he was probably like 8 or 9, actually. But you know, whatever.
No, for my height, he looks about that age. But he was
wasn't six or seven.
Well, why do you judge children
by height?
Their ages according to your height.
I don't have time to cut off their legs and count the rings. I don't know how to.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi.
Look at it. You broke her.
You want to come sit up here? You can.
No. I don't have time to cut off their legs.
I'll swap places with you.
But anyway, it was a fun race.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had a good time stomping out bullying we bully other people.
Logan.
Yeah, specifically Logan.
And Logan, even he cut in the race so he could get closer to me.
Yeah, I told him, I was like, hey, cut across the field so you can try to. He was going to pants him, is what we wanted to do.
That's totally bullying.
Yeah. But like, I talked to the guy running it and I was like, but he's our friend, so it's okay?
How do you know that I'm wearing anything underneath my shorts?
I don't care if you are or not. There's public indecency on your part.
Is that how the law works?
Yes.
Go for shorts. This is Brandon.
if you whip it out and no one is around to see what's up, and then did you really whip it out?
She'll know what's up.
She might.
That kid will know what's up, and it's on you guys. You ruined that kid. That's all on you guys. That wasn't my intention.
I was going to say that Skeeter on your Peter. No, it's not. Because you're in a field.
But Logan, he jogged with me for about a minute and a half. He kept good pace.
Is he still there laying on the ground, Dad?
that's why I didn't answer.
But it was fun for me because I wore a Captain America shirt at the race, and I got to say, on your left, as I smoked him at the end.
You did. You're just smoking kids. Okay, so James,
yeah,
you lost the bet.
I did.
You never should have taken this wager.
Should not have taken it.
But fifth place out of like 60 people, that was a fair bet.
Yeah, that's a totally fair bet.
The whole reason I took it is because there was a group of high school track kids like in the group, and I was like, yeah, they're in way better shape than Brandon. I'll take that bet.
But and see, this is what unnerves me so much about Brandon.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. Oh, I smell it over here. Hey, Tim, how come you never drank an O'Doul's on your podcast before?
He's smart. It has an oaky afterbirth.
Pace yourself. You got to do three.
And
I know I've got to do three.
And so you know, I'll make sure you work off those calories tomorrow night.
You
Woo! Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so how's the O'Doul's?
It tastes like crap.
Why?
I hate everyone at this table, except for Josh and myself. Emily, you're not at the table, so you don't count.
So you just hate me?
Yeah, I hate you.
Okay, I love you, buddy.
You know what? You're my third favorite on the podcast, except for when Emily's on, and then you're my fourth.
What number am I?
Oh, God, it's so bad.
Don't you avoid that question.
You know, you're two. I got to have some self-love here.
That's right, man. That's right.
No one else likes me, apparently.
That's not true.
I like you.
No, you don't. Shut up.
I do.
So much that you got him three beers.
Alcoholic beers. Well, I came up with this bet like a week and a half ago. I was like, Josh is never going to do it. So
No.
Like, I can't.
I'm an idiot though, so
I can't. He was telling me about this, and I was like, no way, James will actually do this.
I didn't think you would. I was surprised you actually.
And what we were going to do yesterday is we were going to bring this up to you and have you agree to it on the podcast,
right? Yeah.
And then we didn't get to it because of time. So
I also thought it'd be fun to put it out to the Facebook group and have them vote who will win.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. So here's what we would like for you to do. If you would like to challenge us to do something or place some wager where James has to drink more O'Doul's.
Oh, God, no.
I'm all for that. Okay, James, I'm going to place a bet with you right now, and the result is you have to eat every one of those cupcakes that are left if you lose.
That's not going to happen. I'm not eating those cupcakes. You know I cut out sweets.
Which will make it worse when you lose and have to just shovel them all in your face.
I'm trying to lose weight.
You're doing a great job.
You look
great,
buddy.
I told him earlier. I was like, you can really tell.
Mm-hmm.
Not first of all, James isn't like a super fat person anyway.
Yeah,
but
I am.
No, you're not. That's Jacob. But
love you, buddy.
He out there dancing your heart out.
Yeah, oh, I know he's listening.
I'll get some random misspelled messenger notification at some point when this goes up.
G-A-S-H, I loved show.
Dylan, what's his name?
Wilson?
Dylan Wilson.
Is it Dylan Wilson?
I think it is.
Look it up.
Okay, so you guys come up with something for us to do. We'll do it. Is it Dylan Wilson?
Yep, Wilson.
Okay, good. And
it's
we'll
Dylon.
Yeah. D-lon Wilson.
D-lon.
We'll do it. All right.
D-lon Wilson.
I just want you guys out there to know that if you're drinking O'Doul's, stop.
You have a real problem if you have to drink this.
I have a real problem right now because I have to drink this.
How many days sober is it?
I'm.
Well, last Sunday was 9 months.
Nine months, 7 days.
Nice.
There you go.
Cheers. here, cheers, since you got so many more to drink.
Yeah, does anybody want any of these before I down them all?
No, but if you want to finish what's left in that open one, too, I think there's some there. Oh, no, you can just lick the bottle.
If I tongue the bottle, do I get, like,
I don't know.
Let reprieve me from these other two?
Maybe from one. Let me smell the bottle.
All right, sniff the bottle.
Sorry for the dead air here. Oh, I can smell it without taking the lid off.
Yeah. I'll smell it.
I'm just going to throw up.
If I throw up in the bottle, do you have to drink that too?
No.
Oh.
Please don't throw up on air.
Oh, God. Take that off the old bucket list. Vomit on your own podcast.
I smelled worse. I'm just jonesing for a fix.
Where do you put your nose?
Where do you go?
I was sniffing on Josh's drink the other night.
Which one? Yeah, that's true.
The whatever you had at the Orpheum. When I hold it while you went to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea that he didn't come down here Friday because he'd have been, you know, there was a plethora of
I will say this. You are doing an excellent job, sir.
Thank you.
I am proud of your sobriety.
I'm just whining the whole time.
I'll make sure that you never have another drop of alcohol.
I don't need that. I don't want you to do that.
You can have less than 0.5% alcohol by volume with this NA beer.
Appreciate the offer. I really do.
But no one wants
that. Look how little I've drunk so far. And this is terrible.
You got so.
We're going to have to do a 3-hour podcast.
We are.
Yeah,
just to make sure.
Be a long one.
You're going to keep me from my real alcoholic beverage. Thanks a lot.
It's going to keep me from cooking dinner for the wife.
I'm sorry, Becca.
Twice baked potatoes take 2 hours, man.
You better get to shoveling them, bud. All right. So the real purpose of this episode this week is we're going to talk about what, Brandon?
Friday the 13th, the video game.
Friday the 13th, the video game. Which is free right now. Is it still free on PSN?
For the month of October.
Okay, that's what I thought.
If you have PlayStation Plus, you can get it. You can play with us.
Right.
Yes, send us your PlayStation thing and we'll play with you.
Oh, it would be great.
Yeah, just post it in Jugheads. We'll add you. Well, they'll add you. I probably won't.
He just looks at them.
Yeah. I've got people that are in the queue for like 3 years.
Yeah.
One of them is someone we know.
On his own.
And he's still waiting.
And he'll keep waiting. What we'll do is we'll go get our Nintendo DSs.
Oh, yes.
Play some Smash
Brothers
with him as the character. And then still not approve that friend request.
Nope.
So,
never happened.
Brandon, you are the one who encouraged us really for Friday the 13th, the game. Tell us about it.
Well, Friday the 13th is a game where you play either counselors or Jason Voorhees.
Based on
the Friday the 13th movie franchise.
Right. Which the wife and I are currently going through.
Oh, which one are you on right now?
We'll be on 4 tonight.
Oh, cool, cool, cool.
Yeah. She does it every year. If I'm there, I'll watch with her.
That's fun.
But we've got like a whole plethora of horror movies that she just starting October 1st, she just starts watching them.
See, I'm starting that next week with the Halloween franchise.
Yeah, I just picked up the original because it's the 40th anniversary. I got it in 4K.
Nice. Oh, I'm jealous. But anyway, Friday the 13th.
On Vudu?
Oh, no, it's not on Vudu.
Okay, anyway, continue.
But you play one of, now there's I think there's like 12 or 13 kids at this point.
Counselors, right.
Counselors.
Yeah.
Each one has their own stats, their own individuals. There's a, I don't know their names.
Yeah.
There's the skinny one, the plaid one, the weird one, the fat one.
Yeah.
I think there's a black girl who has the best running. Racist. She can just run.
It's totally racist.
I'm that just is telling you what it did. She can run the best.
She can run the best.
She's wearing a tracksuit.
Yeah, she is. And it took me a while to kill her not long ago.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard. Anyway, continue.
There's the flannel guy. He has five everything on his stats. He's
I was the first time we played, right?
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh yeah, you're pretty good. You're like average.
Oh yeah, he's
like
average. Yeah. He's got average on everything.
And you won that one, didn't you?
No, that was the one where I insta died because I spawned right next to the cabin, and he walked out and goes, oh.
See, there's the athlete. He's no fast and strong, but he can't repair anything very well.
He's dumb.
Right. I always play as the fat kid. That is what I am known for. I'm very good as the fat kid. He looks a little bit like Jonah Hill.
Fat Jonah Hill.
They just started the game last week or so. I've been playing since the day it launched.
Okay, which was
when? It was broken.
Yeah,
it's been about a year, right?
A little over a year.
Over that, because there was another host on here that used to play it.
Oh, yeah.
On Xbox.
Oh, no. He was a co-host at best.
Yeah, whatever. Just saying.
I'm better than him at it, right?
I mean, I never played
it. And I got you to play it, so
yeah, that's
better.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
But when it started...
you're not gay, so...
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I know, but you wouldn't want to be gay with that person.
If you look...
He did. It's written on the wall.
Anyway, keep going.
When the game launched, it wasn't necessarily broken, as I've heard like you guys talk about the glitches. I've never really experienced that. Just for me... It took about 20 minutes to get into a lobby. The only thing. But once you got into the lobby, it was good.
Well, right now it seems that they have a butt ton of servers set up, I guess, because they were expecting a good result with the PSN.
When you have a free game.
Yeah.
Well, and I'll say this. When that game launched, I almost bought it.
Oh, yeah, I almost did, too. Well, I almost did the Kickstarter for it.
Yeah.
I thought about that, too.
My wife, she had seen it on Facebook. Like, they'll advertise Kickstarter things on Facebook. And she saw it, and she goes, are you going to get this game? And I was like, what game? And she sent me a link.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, holy crap, that looks awesome. If they can pull it off, that'll be an awesome game.
Yeah.
Well, they have.
And I'm not much on multiplayer, but really enjoy playing that one.
Yeah.
Has she watched you play it?
No. She came in the night that me and you were playing. She came in at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was playing. We had just stopped. We were playing Marvel, and she just went and laid down on the couch and fell asleep. She didn't want to even sit in there while I was playing games. I was like, well, I guess there's something wrong with me then. It might have been you, though, because you were on the phone.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So she probably just didn't want to be anywhere near you.
I can see that, especially from her.
Yeah. As we had dinner together last night.
And no, we did road together for like 3 hours.
We did road together?
Yeah.
We did road.
Time out.
I'm speaking
what
to
we
people.
What we have to talk about right now is the fact that all of us went to see a show at a national touring production of School of Rock at the Orpheum Theater in Memphis, Tennessee this week, or last week. And the other night we realized, oh, crap, 5 of us are going.
We don't have vehicles hold 5.
Our vehicles are small. How are we going to get 5 of us in there? So James and I determined, well, we're going to have to flip a coin to see
who got Brandon. I lost.
We had Big Dan flip our coin for us, and that may be the longest I've held my breath over a coin toss in a long time.
Yeah. My self-confidence was at a record low.
Well, there was going to be a side bet on 2 out of 3 on who, like, if you called it properly, like, he could get your ticket. You know? Like, we were going to see, swap out tickets with him.
Oh, yeah. And your wife said, no, we're not. Yeah.
both wives were like, no.
No, and it turns out...
Thanks for that.
You made it worse. It turns out that the show wasn't that great.
I wasn't a fan of it either.
But we had a good time, even though... One down.
Woo!
I feel sick.
You know what you'll feel in a minute? Full of O'Doul's. O'Doul's. They'll make you say, oh, no.
Oh, no. I got you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes.
Okay, so playtime. Let's get back to Friday the 13th. You've played this game for a long time.
Yeah, I have.
I'm really surprised that a game with like zero story element to it is as popular as it is.
I think they've been working on a single player for a long time. I'm not sure if it's even out yet, but I've seen a little bit of gameplay of what we're going to get. It looks really good.
Well, it's probably, you know, the whole Fortnite thing. It's, you know, people just enjoy going around and killing each other.
Yeah,
I guess
true.
So.
But how Brandon sold it to me was, he goes, it's just a digital hide and seek.
Yeah. That's basically what it is. Actually, that's how we play.
Excuse me.
Oh, that didn't smell good.
Ew, it didn't taste good.
Sorry about
that. It's y'all's fault. It's not my fault.
No, it's your fault for taking a stupid bet.
That was a fair bet. It was a fair bet.
It was stupid of you to take a bet like that you had no control over.
If I was you and I had just seen Brandon's sexy calves when Logan pointed it out in that photo, I wouldn't have taken the bet.
I'm going to go look at this photo again.
Yeah, just go
look at the photo.
Anyway, continue.
Yeah.
So the Friday the 13th, when it first came out, I had to sit in lobbies for 20 minutes. But once the game started, it's really good. And they've changed some stuff now. I kind of don't like some of the changes.
Like what?
I told you the other day, I noticed that in the game, there's bear traps you can set for Jason.
Yes.
And back when the game first started, if another counselor would walk into the bear trap, they would count that against you. Sexy, right?
That's a great calf.
Look at that calf, right?
You could bounce it. Are you sure that's not James's leg? Somehow?
That's not mine. I mean, you can look at my calf. I mean, I have a decent calf. It's not a great calf, but it's not that.
It doesn't look like it fits your body.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
It's a lot of shadow.
I should start wearing shorts more often.
I'm a shorts guy. I got some good legs.
I kind of got good legs, I guess.
Two out of three people at this table have great legs. How's it feel, James?
He's getting there. He's walking every day.
What?
I'm just playing. You got good legs. Anyway.
Oh, thanks, man.
So anyway,
I suppose.
If another counselor would walk into your bear trap, that would hurt or kill them, and that would count against your experience. Because in the game, if you as a counselor will hurt or kill another counselor, they take that from your experience.
Okay.
But you can get negative XP?
Probably. I've never gotten that low because I'm good at this game.
Yeah, you are really good at this game.
So,
I don't like that aspect of it, though.
The fact that I'm good?
No, I do like that. That's the only reason I've played the game.
You don't like the taking away of the points?
No.
They're taking that away now. Well, it was to discourage trolls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which there was a lot of that. There was one game I played about 9 months ago where one guy, he just chased me through the whole game trying to kill me, and he was a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And as the fat kid, no, I don't have a lot of good stamina as it is.
Right.
But I survived. I got rid of him. I lured him into Jason, and then I got away.
You're pretty good at luring people to and away from Jason.
I am really good at that. So since I've got the boys to play, I have been their Morpheus and their protector.
Oh, my God. This has been great.
So yeah. I played first with James. We played about four rounds. I think I only died once in those four, and then I think he only died once.
I only died once. I was Jason once, I died once, and then we survived the other two or three. I think we played more than four.
It might have been more than that, but my favorite one was I got you in a tent hiding, and then I got a flare gun. I just stayed out, patrolled, protect my man.
I was
stand by your man.
You can peek through the tent, so I was like peeking. I was watching him. He just had that gun out. He's like, "I got you, buddy. I got you."
Wait, can you see somebody peeking through the tent? You can't.
No, you can't.
I've been trying to murder people in tents.
See, that's why I like them. But they're not hidden in that often.
Oh no, I died more than once because I remember I got under the bed and you were.
Oh yeah,
when you were Jason.
Yeah.
Jason or was somebody speculating?
I had already died. I was speculating. I was watching. I thought I was watching you.
Spectating, not speculating.
Whatever. I was spectating a different person. I was gonna say
my tongue's tied with this nasty stuff.
I had a good strategy on to get him out of there, but
he was like, okay, so when he stabs through this bed, get up and run out. You're going to be fine. He's going after the girl. I was like, okay, dead. He goes, oh, that was you?
There were two people in the room under the bed. I didn't know who I was looking through.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But so James is my good luck and Josh is my bad luck because when we played, I died every time protecting him. But
I was always the survivor.
He always was either the last man standing or
the survivor.
Yeah.
Which is funny because every time I've played since I've played with you last, I have been Jason.
Really?
Yes, every single time. And the experience, it's what I like about this game is it's a wholly different experience as Jason than it is as the counselors. First of all, I have a real problem getting out of Jason's cabin.
There it is. So, right there.
There it is.
Mark it. Okay. There it is. Okay. Brandon, go back 3 seconds and listen to your Dudley Moore laugh.
Okay. I heard it that time. Spot on.
So I'll have to wait until my morph ability is kicked up so I can morph out of the cabin.
Yeah, he can't turn left and walk out.
Well, when you start the game, you can teleport anywhere on the map as Jason. That's his first ability.
What?
You start off with the ability to teleport anywhere on the map. You get the morphing where you're flying through the air.
Uh-huh.
That's unlocked, but you automatically have where you can teleport anywhere on the map.
I was unaware of that.
Oh, that's why you died that time. You must have been, the Jason must have morphed right there.
Teleported right there.
My
skill level is if he doesn't teleport near me at the beginning of the game, I have a good chance of surviving. So when James and I were, he was in the tent and I was patrolling around him, eventually we did get out and we were walking. And
yeah, you had the thing and you went and called the police. So we were hiding until the police were showing up.
It was very lucky because it's really hard to find the exact telephone box to call the police. I had the part. I just happened to come across it. So I called them. We waited the 5 to 10 minutes and then we got out of there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and...
he escaped. I just survived because I was waiting for Jason to show up so I could just shoot him and get some points and then walk out.
Then
the clock ran out as I was doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he survived with like 3 seconds to go.
I will say the thing that I don't really like so much about this is that you don't know the amount of time.
See, I do like that because it's no
okay,
very
I understand I both say, sides
it's,
of
it's
it,
it's about
right?
20 minutes though, right?
Yeah, each one's 20 minutes.
Per round.
Yeah.
And as long as if you survive the whole round, you're going the distance.
And as long as Jason doesn't rage quit, then you get to the full 20. We've had that happen to us once. We were like 2 minutes into a round, and all of a sudden he goes, "You survived." I was like, "What?" He goes, "Oh, Jason must have quit.
He must not have been able to get out of the cabin either."
It was Josh. He was secretly playing with us.
See, my favorite game with Josh, we were doing one where I died early protecting him. He was still alive. I got him in a good tent, and he stayed in that tent the whole game.
The whole game.
And then I got to come back as Tommy Jarvis, which is a thing. If you can find the radio, you call in for Tommy. Tommy was the Corey Feldman in the movies, which he didn't look like Corey. He looks like Matt Smith, a tall Matt Smith. And when you come in as Tommy Jarvis...
Doctor Who.
Oh, I don't know who Matt Smith is.
Yeah.
Doctor Who's dumb.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. Drink your beer, buddy.
it's fake beer.
You're doing really good. Yeah. I mean, you're already halfway done.
I know. I feel so sick.
Whoa, you're halfway there.
So I came...
DNA, drink your beer. Okay, continue.
Take my hand.
No,
it ain't bad, I swear. I like that song. That's my favorite Bon Jovi. Anyway, so I came back as Tommy Jarvis, which when you come back as Tommy, you have the shotgun, the pocket knife, which have you guys ever had a pocket knife?
Yeah, you gave me one, remember?
Okay, pocket knife is the best thing you can get in the game. They're hard to find in drawers, but with a pocket knife, if Jason grabs you, you get away automatically.
You can stab him, and you get away.
He's stunned, and you can get away. It's the best thing to have in the game.
You found one, and then you put it down so I could get it.
Yeah.
And then I had it, and then whenever Jason grabbed me, I was able to go, hit him, and I stabbed him, and I was able to get away.
So it doesn't,
they do it automatically, so it's not up to you if you use it. If he grabs you, you're going to use it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you get points for using it.
Oh. So if you find one, just go let Jason try to mess with you.
Yeah. So like, there's been times where I've had three, and then like I'll find like the car keys. I got to give up one. I don't like giving up any of those knives because they're great.
Yeah.
But once you...
it's a one-time use thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of times, if Jason realizes that you have at least two, he's going to assume you have three, and he'll just whack you to death.
Oh, okay.
But so my favorite game, though, I came back as Tommy, so I had that, the gun, and a health pack.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got a good place in the woods, and I just stood there for a long time until he finally found me. It was just me and Josh were the only guys left in the game. And so Tommy has the best stats out of everybody, and so he can just run for a long time.
A long time.
That's a sprint. I just slowly jog because the Jason behind me, he can only jog. And so I had him chase me around the map for like 15 minutes.
It was a long time.
And as I finally was running out of stamina, I went in the big house, jumped out the window to get hurt so I could heal myself, and that gave me stamina again. And then I ran off, and then I ran out of stamina again. He grabbed me. I stabbed him with a pocket knife, got stamina back, and I took off again. So finally, I did die because I had nothing else, but then he never once found Josh, and Josh won.
I was like, for sure I'm going to get found.
Wow.
For sure I'm going to get found.
It was really fun.
I did not get
found. But what was really fun is when Jason's near you, they play the Friday the 13th theme to let you know he's near you. And so I'm jogging for 15 minutes, and eventually the song will just run out. So I'm like, huh, did he go away? I'll look around. Oh, nope, there he is. He's still there. So keep on running.
Yeah, but every once in a while, they'll also just throw it in just to freak you out. Like, just, oh, crap, is he here? Okay, no.
That's what I love about the game is they'll just randomly play the music to scare you.
Right. That was what I was telling Brandon when we were playing the other night. I was like, that's really smart of them because, you know, they use that almost as a weapon against you. And you because, you know, you're inclined when you're playing a game like that to that signify something.
Especially, no, it doesn't really work for us because we're always playing in a party. And when you're playing the party, no one else can hear you. But mostly when I'm playing by myself, Jason can hear you if he's close.
Mm-hmm.
So if that would happen, I would say something and then he knows he's near you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like I had a lot of times where I would just unplug my mic when he was near me because he's gonna hear.
Yeah.
It's like we had when I was playing with you one night. I liked it because I was doing really good in the game, so I was cool as a cucumber. And then he teleported in the house, which is a new feature he wasn't able to do when I started playing.
In the house?
Yeah, he was in the house because I had locked the door and then turned around and there he was.
That must have just been luck of the draw.
I think so, because it was really quick.
Because I've tried to teleport into houses and you can't, or he might could have morphed into the house.
Maybe if the back door was open, but it was really quick. I don't know if he would have had that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was fun. Gave me a good shout.
Yeah.
I liked when me and you were in the survival one where you called the cops.
Mm-hmm.
We were running to get away from Jason. And we were making our way to the cops, and then you looked, and he just stopped, and he was just standing in the woods. And we had to like make this huge, wide berth to get around him because we were like, "What's he doing? Why is he just standing there looking at us? Let's go this way."
Something's wrong with that guy. I think that for me, and also you can choose different Jasons too. They have different abilities. I think that's a neat feature. The first time I played as Jason, did terrible. I mean, the people I killed had to be in the worst players in the game I've ever seen. But the last time that I played as Jason, I'm telling you, I was just on a roll. Mm-hmm. Like, some moron was out in the middle of the lake, and I used my power to see who people were, and... Oh, okay. Somebody's in the lake, and then I use what's the sight ability? I guess it is. You can see their heat signatures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, I didn't realize that Jason swims so fast.
It's really fast.
It is really fast.
And there's Jasons that swim faster than that.
Yeah. Wow. For a guy that is terrified of water, he swims really fast.
He's just trying to get out of there quick.
Yeah, I guess.
Well,
so.
He's not really afraid of. They only established that he's afraid of water in Freddy versus Jason, and so not a lot of people even count that.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh yeah.
So
I thought he drowned. Like,
he
I
did,
that was
but
thing.
No, he's been in water. Like at the ending of Friday the 13th Part One, no, the little mutant Jason baby. No, yeah, he jumps out and grabs the girl.
Yeah,
but he's in the water.
Oh, okay.
Hmm, that's true. Anyway,
you're right. Yeah.
what was it? What was it that person said when I killed him? Yeah, he was like, "How'd he find me?" Because I did. I just motored it on over there, and not motorboated it on over there. And she's just living it up, I didn't know what kind of kill it would be. I'd not ever seen that before. It was pretty awesome. The in water
deal. It's like Jaws.
Yes, it was just like Jaws.
Very cool.
And then I killed a couple of people hiding in outhouses. That was awesome.
See, I've never really seen a lot of people hide in there, so that's why I like to hide in them, because he doesn't really check there that often.
Mm-hmm. But see, my strategy is, I'm terrible at this. I'm just going to go hide. When I'm Jason, that's where I'm killing people at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to go try to find these closets and under beds and stuff. Intense.
The one time I was Jason, it was I had a lot of fun, but Brandon was being a real jerk about it, because I was like, "Look, I'll leave you alone." But he would come in whenever like I was trying to kill off a couple of people, and he'd just come in and shoot me in the face.
See, what was happening was the counselors were gaining up on you, and they were winning. And so I was just in the house where they were, you know, looooting while they're fighting you. And I would come in, boop, shoot him in the face, and I'd keep on going.
Yeah, it stunned me.
Got some points, and I just walk off.
I couldn't move. I'm just like, well, now they're just going to whoop me, but, you know.
So I shot him twice in that match.
I killed everybody but him. And I was chasing after a fat kid, and I was like, oh, this is Brandon. And he's like, what you doing? I was like, I'm chasing you. He goes, are you sure? And I was like, yeah. And then I killed him. He goes, that wasn't me, buddy.
Goes, was that the one where I was like, hey, I'm right behind you?
Yeah, and I turned around. I was like, no, you're not. And he goes, I made you look, though.
So he's looking for me as hard as he can, and I started the car, and I just drove away.
I could not find him. I used all my abilities. I couldn't find him. I was just like, where is he?
Where were you?
In the car driving off.
I was moving along. I just went around. I never hid. I just, because I walked around the whole map. I got what I needed, and I got out of there.
He just goes, hey, I won. And he goes, like the match ended. And I was like, what? What?
So, okay, here's a question. Are all the components to like start the car in the same place every time?
No.
Okay.
It's always random. Sometimes if you're lucky, they'll kind of be grouped in a general area. Like, no, there's most maps, there might be two cars or be one car and a boat. I like the boat personally. It's really easy to get out of. Sometimes if you're lucky, the propeller will be near the boat, but really you just need any gas you can light to gas up the boat, and then you're out of there.
Just need gas and a propeller?
That's it. So with the car, you need gas.
All right, people,
gas,
hold on. Time out. Number three.
I'm very impressed.
Horrible.
This is the grossest thing ever. If I had a Yingling here, I would drink it right in front of you, make you feel bad.
That's fine.
Anyway, continue.
I'm
so,
sorry.
No, continue. I need you to chug that one.
Why?
Because we're almost done.
Oh, but my stomach, like, it feels weird because I've got the fullness of beer, but I don't have the funness of beer.
The fullness without the fun.
Exactly.
Odils, you are free to use that tag.
The fullness without the fun.
I'm sure you need one right now.
Hashtag fullness, no fun.
You're welcome.
It's so bad. Right, y'all sure y'all don't want any?
Yeah.
No, I'm sure.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm so sure it's
last
not even
one.
Funny. So sure it's
you've
not
never
funny.
Had any. You want some, Em? No?
Oh, no. Oh, breaking news. Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson are splitting up. They're calling their engagement off.
Oh, no.
Oh, whoever saw that coming after he got her initials tattooed, like, what, behind his ear or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, if you were Pete Davidson, you would totally do whatever you had to hang on to Ariana Grande.
Yeah, well, apparently he didn't do enough.
Well, apparently that BDE only gets you so far. There you go. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, continue. All right, 3, 2, 1, go. Chug.
I am not chugging this. I will throw up if you make me chug this.
Well, someone's puking on this podcast today.
Well, you'll be the one cleaning it up because it's in your workspace.
Damn it.
It's true.
Continue.
Yeah. We'll just draw this out a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so in the anyway.
It's going to get me every time. Sorry.
All right, so
I was just going to tell you that
one Mississippi, two Mississippi. You know, Logan,
you think
never
you sound like
me.
Jay Leno.
No, Jay Leno's like
oh, that's it.
He's got like, and he bobbles his head.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, continue.
So the boat.
So anyway,
in the game, the boat needs a propeller and gas, and that's it. But the car needs gas, a car battery, and a keys, and they're hard to get.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you. I got.
Are you proud of yourself now?
I did.
He had some rage in his eyes.
Jason, rage. Rage mode. You went rage mode.
It
was the last 2 minutes.
That's it. So something I taught you last night is in the games, you're Jason. After so long, it'll tell you rage mode has been activated. It took me 6 months to figure that out. Rage mode means you can just walk through locked doors.
Yeah, you just...
Instead of hacking them open.
See, this is really the thing that I like about this game. Jason is supremely overpowered.
But it takes time to get all that.
Well, it doesn't even matter. Like, the fact that he can just teleport anywhere and morph through stuff, and that he's virtually unkillable is...
And I've told you, I know there's one way... As far as I know, there's just one way to kill him. It's very, very complicated. I've never seen it done is in every match, they randomly spawn Jason's cabin. If you can...
where Josh gets stuck.
I'm always there and can't get out of it.
If a female character can find the cabin, you find Jason, Pamela Voorhees' sweater. You put that on. If Jason sees it, it'll stun him just seeing it, but that, it'll just work once. So you got to do that and have a Tommy Jarvis come up. He spawns with a gun. You need to give the gun to the girl character because she needs to shoot him. And then he needs to hit Jason enough to knock off the mask. And then you stun him and then have Tommy use either a machete or an axe, and you can cut off Jason's head. And that's how you kill him.
So basically you have to do the end of two.
Basically, yes.
Because that's what happens at the end of two, kind of.
Can I admit something to you guys?
Yeah, what do you have?
I've only ever seen one Jason Voorhees movie.
Was it Freddy versus Jason?
It was not.
Was it Jason X?
It was Jason X.
I'm so sorry.
I will say,
Jason in space.
I was like, space Jason? What is this?
As a kid, I thought Jason X was a different character. I thought that was the name of a character, Jason X.
Well, he almost kind of is, because don't they do like
he gets
experiments
like,
on him or something in space?
And he gets like that morph suit or something?
Yeah, yeah, he gets like more abilities.
He gets like antimanium put in his skeleton.
Yeah, like they make him more powerful.
I don't remember it. Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
I listened to a podcast.
To end the series, because that was the last one.
I listened to a podcast called How Did This Get Made, and they watched Jason X recently, and they did research on it, and it said the writer of the movie, I believe, if I'm wrong, correct me, I think it's the writer had never seen a Jason movie before.
Well, that would make sense.
But why would you let him do that?
I don't know. But I could be, I might be misquoting.
No, that sounds right, because it was that bad.
It is that bad.
It is by far the worst one.
There's a lot of bad lines in that movie. My favorite one is in the trailer where the guy, one of the guys goes, "Hey, everybody, it's okay. He just wanted his machete back. We're all good now." And then that guy died.
Yeah.
It's a line of dialogue in a Jason movie.
Yeah, there shouldn't be dialogue, right?
No.
See, well, I mean, like, Jason doesn't speak, but the counselors talk.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Counselors, they go to the cabin for the, like, 30th time or whatever. It's different sets of counselors. They have sex, then he kills them. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the whole
So Jason
series.
Is just pissed off that he can't get laid?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because how he died was there was a camp counselor, a couple who were having sex when they were should be lifeguarding.
Yeah,
and
instead
drowned.
Of watching him, you know, they were all having sex.
Is his middle
died.
Name Logan?
They look a little similar in the first one.
Oh, dang.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Shots fired.
Savage.
Next month on Two Bros Driving.
They go visit Camp Crystal Lake? What?
I would listen to that one. That'd be a great episode.
That would be a good episode.
I got to be honest. I still wouldn't.
You know, because the whole thing is they talk about it while they're going there, and then they don't record while they're doing it, but then they talk about driving back. So it's like, you know, they drive up there and they're talking, and then they get back in the car like, "Oh my God, we just got chased by Jason, and we're still alive. Oh my God, it's amazing."
Why didn't we do that?
I ran with Logan last night. I don't believe he could outrun Jason.
He might have to outsmart him then.
He's not Batman.
I mean, who is?
Batman.
Oh.
That's true. That good call, Brandon.
Thank you.
You mean Bruce Wayne.
I wish I had said that now.
hey, Gov, can we edit that? Like, just go fix that joke and post.
Don't edit anything in this podcast.
Please, Gov, edit the beginning of the podcast.
Which one?
The thing with Logan's number.
Oh.
No, don't do that.
That is so rude.
Okay.
But... have we ever cared about rudeness?
I mean, that's like that.
Shouldn't he have a voicemail?
That's like here's
message?
The line, and we like to play on
especially
the line.
Especially with the job he has, he should have a voicemail.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, there's a line, and we play on that line all the time. Like, we, like.
Now I'm tinkling over the other side.
That reminds me, he told me and James last night not to tell you something about his job.
Yeah,
I will
did.
Tell you when we're off air.
Great. Okay.
I'm not done with this beer.
Oh, yeah. He's got to get done.
You better.
I'm not chugging it.
You're going to have to get done with it.
I'm not chugging it.
While you finish, you want to tell the people about our new podcast?
Yes, please
do. Talk about that.
Okay, so for the last several weeks, we have talked about Tim Murphy. He has his podcast, No Hugging, No Learning, where they watch Seinfeld in order. And so
James, do the intro.
Yeah.
Welcome to No Hugging, No Learning. I'm the show about one thing, watching Seinfeld for the first time. I'm Tim Murphy, and with me as always is Ted Hollowell. I don't know.
You got the name right.
I know his name. I listened to that show.
I'm excited about the one this week because it's the Chinese restaurant. I'm so stoked about it.
I am too.
I cannot wait to listen to it. Anyway. So
like one night a couple weeks ago, me and Josh were having dinner, and I was like, what's a show that I could get James and I to watch and do a podcast on it? And we couldn't find a show. So for the last couple of weeks, I've just been throwing out show ideas to James. And
The first thing he goes, Doctor Who. And I was like, yeah, right.
Yeah, I was like, nope, not going to happen. Yeah, never going
to
do it.
I knew he wouldn't say yes to that.
Like, I'd much rather.
Oh, it's a shame you didn't do Say Yes to the Dress. You both could have watched it.
Why would I watch that?
Because there was a yes. You wanted him to say yes.
Okay. Is that a show?
Say Yes to the Dress? Yes.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, but it's not like a sitcom. Isn't it like a reality show?
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing that.
Hey, wasn't Natalie on that show?
She was.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We know someone that's been on that show.
She was on that show, yeah. Anyway, continue.
Remember that.
It's not that show.
We've been throwing out shows for the last couple of weeks, like not throughout Cheers, Frasier.
I've seen those shows. I watched those as they aired. So
because
you know.
The rules are that we're going to follow Tim's rules, which is one of us has to have seen a lot of it, but not in order, and the other one has to have not seen any of it.
Right.
So last night we just happened to find our show. We will be watching the Drew Carey Show.
I've never seen the Drew Carey Show.
I think this is a good idea.
I'm very excited because there's not going to be one out there, I don't think, of a podcast about Drew Carey.
Well, and Brandon said that.
Will you do some searching real quick?
It has the same sense of humor that I have.
No, that's what Logan said.
Oh, did Logan? I thought you said that. I thought it was something intelligent.
Well, then it would be wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be wrong.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd say that.
I don't know. But basically, it's where the, Whose Line Is It Anyway guys came from.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
Just him and Ryan.
Yeah.
There's no one else. Well, Mimi, she guessed on Whose Line every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Dietrich Bader is also in
there.
I like Dietrich Bader.
I love Dietrich Bader in anything.
He's a great Batman.
He's great on, I know you guys don't watch Veep, but he's great on Veep.
Well, I'm gonna plug American Housewife, not just because Katie Mixon is hot, but because Dietrich Bader is amazing. So, there you go.
I do love him.
We should
do a Dietrich Bader podcast.
I mean, he'd probably come on.
Probably would.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask him on Twitter.
There you go. And then he's gotta wear the Napoleon Dynamite pants.
Don't start this. Okay, we'll take what we can get.
Yeah, that's right.
After this is over, we'll
take a call-in interview from him. I don't want him to come here.
No. Well, I would. He's Dietrich Bader.
I mean, he's probably too busy. No, there's not.
There's not? Hell yeah.
Okay, there we go.
All right, copyright, patent pending.
Okay, yes. First of all, let's record a video real quick for Dietrich Bader.
Why?
And say, nah, we'll do it when we're done.
All right, so
Drew Carey Show.
Yeah, I've never seen it. Never.
What are you going to call it?
We don't know yet.
We don't have a name yet.
We're working on it. Right now, I like the name Carey, You're Fired, which is Craig Ferguson, my favorite character's catchphrase.
Yeah, but it has to be something that people...
I know.
It has to be like... we need to come up with a good one.
Yeah.
And then we'll get you guys set up in there in the booth so you can record whenever you want.
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what we'll do. Because, I mean, you pretty much know how to use the equipment. So
yeah, I set it up this
week.
Yeah,
you did, and it works fine, we think. So,
yeah.
If you hear this episode, I did it right. If you don't, I didn't. I have so much left.
You have to drink this beer.
Yeah, so Drew Carey, so message us on the Just Us Geeks Facebook page and say, would you like to listen to us watch Drew Carey?
Tell us some Jugheads. And we'll create a poll. It'd be great.
Yeah, polls.
That's what it's called, polls and holes.
Polls and holes.
That'd be a porn podcast. We're not doing that. My dad wrote a porno is already a thing, and it's a super great podcast.
It is good. It's good.
It is. It's very good.
Well, Eric Plunk, he has those pornos.
Oh, yeah. About his naughty secretaries going back in time. Eric Plunk's super old geo... It's Angel Fire.
It's Angel Fire.
Looking that up.
Yeah, it used to be his Back to the Future fan page, and then somebody hacked it, and it's like talking about porn.
Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, so Google Eric Plunk, Back to the Future, Angel Fire, and it's great.
Emily, are you doing that right now?
Yeah, it's the best. All right, finish this.
We're so close.
I'm moving on to jams.
Okay. You've got 3 minutes.
Oh, wait, hold on. That's not what I wanted.
Minutes of O'Doul time.
First result, yeah.
Yeah, of course it is.
You're very specific in your Google.
Well, you know.
What are you looking for?
I was looking for that one. That's the one I was looking for. All right, so tell us if you've played Friday the 13th, if you'd like to play with us. Tell us over in Jugheads. We'll make that happen. And let us know what you think about our new little spinoff podcast idea.
Yeah, when we take the favorite and the least favorite, we do a show.
Yeah. That I'll have nothing to do with. This sounds like a disaster.
Yeah, it's going to be a
it's
horrible
gonna be great.
Thing.
I'm very excited about this.
It's going to be terrible.
I think about it all night. Like, oh my God, we're going to do a Drew Carey podcast.
You can probably get him on there.
It's going to be horrible.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Let's do this one now. Okay. That's the jam. James is...
I have an anti-jam in the barrel.
You're going to have something in the barrel later, too.
Oh, you're
all
right.
All that O'Doul's.
I got rot gut. Or gut rot.
Brando Calrissio, go. What's your jam?
My jam for this week is Doctor Who Season 11, Episode 2 comes out tonight. I'm very excited. And the Halloween movie comes out this weekend. Very excited for that as well.
Should I watch that without seeing the other ones?
All you need to see is the first one.
Which is the best one.
It is a direct sequel of the first one. Ignores 2 through 8.
And didn't Rob Zombie make one?
He made two.
Yeah, he made two. He did his
own. One is okay, and the second one is the worst
thing
ever.
Yeah, it's such garbage. That number two is such garbage.
The highlight of number two is at one part in the movie, Dr. Loomis goes on a Talking Dead-esque show with Chris Hardwick, and the other guest is Weird Al Yankovic, who makes a Mike Myers, Austin Powers joke in the movie, and that's the highlight of the movie.
It's terrible.
God.
Like, I bought the box set a few years ago for Becca. It was the first time they had collected all the Halloween movies together. And she was like, does it have to come with Halloween 2, the Rob Zombie Halloween 2? And I was like, yeah, there's no other way. She goes, well, I guess we'll just never put that one in the disc player.
But you see his face through the whole movie, and he talks a lot.
Yeah.
He grunts when he stabs now, and I don't like it. It's wrong.
Tell us how you really feel about it.
He's got some rage tonight.
He got passionate. You spoke passionately.
I love the Halloween movies, and I hate that one.
I can't wait to charge him admission.
You said you weren't going to do that. Because you're going to charge Logan and not me.
Charge Logan.
Logan's my Halloween date.
Because neither one of you got other ones.
Yeah.
James, what's your jam?
Well, the anti-jam is this O'Doul's here that I've about to finish.
What's the tagline again?
Fullness without the fun.
Oh, do it, do it.
The
do
same,
it, do
the,
it. And he did it. He's a big girl. This, he's
and my jam
all.
Is that I completed my deal on the bet.
You are a gentleman, sir, and I salute you.
The same could be said as a tagline for our podcast. Yeah. The fullness without
fullness
the fun.
Without the fun.
This has been a fun episode.
I gotta wash all this out. Ugh.
So James is the fullness.
Yeah.
We're the fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, y'all. I'm without fun.
No.
You're full of fun.
Okay. So Josh, what's your jam?
Let's see. Well, it really wasn't School of Rock.
No.
That wasn't it.
Why? What did
it was
like
fun.
About it?
It was fun going with everybody.
I had such an enjoyable time with you all. But the show was very anticlimactic for me.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some good rehearsals for our show we're working on. Oh, my jam will be my friends from Arkansas came to see us this weekend.
El Blanco.
Yeah, that's an anti-jam because I was told that Brandon was the favorite and I was the least favorite.
So that's on you,
except
Dana.
When Emily's here. She's the favorite then.
And that hurts my heart, the little heart that I have.
So I had a great day yesterday. So
he got such a huge
by saying that no, I was the favorite, and then I have sexy calves,
But you said one of those things to yourself.
No, no, no. Logan said it first.
Logan said
noticed my calves before.
How many Mississippis did he hug you for that one?
15.
He didn't hug me at all. So, yeah, let's explain this joke.
No, let's not. Let's not explain it.
Mississippis.
But, yeah, El Blanco Diablo, she came down and
taught us
some dances. Yeah.
El Blanco.
She doesn't listen, so it's fun.
No, Dano, tell her. So, they're my jam. They are. That was fun. And really, the real jam out of that is how freaking awesome you guys were yesterday. Even Jacob, who we didn't think could like walk in the door without falling down. He still can't, but he can sort of dance now, thanks to Olivia. So, it's good stuff.
He gave it his all.
He left it all on the stage.
He left it all on the floor. No, those were his pants.
Yeah, his pants felt. No, I'm just kidding. They didn't fall off.
That I tried so hard to get him to wear.
You did good. You did good work.
Thank you. It wasn't easy.
Jacob, wear more pants.
You guys are lucky that I'm wearing pants today because it is Sunday.
You're wearing shorts.
You guys are unlucky that I'm wearing pants, apparently.
I wore your shirt earlier.
You did.
Which was funny because, you know, Brandon's a little bitty dude.
And I looked not horrible.
You looked svelte.
I noticed it right away. I could tell you were expecting me not to notice.
I mean, how could you not?
Yeah.
It's fat guy in a little shirt.
Fat guy in a little shirt.
Fat guy in a little shirt.
I'm surprised.
I'm so happy. Hold me.
I'm surprised you didn't do it as Chad Kroeger.
I could do it.
No.
Don't
warm up. No.
Like, me. And they say that a little shirt is for the fat guy.
I messed up the words.
You did. You totally missed. Now you're no one's favorite.
I had the passion, though.
had that Canadian passion. Yeah.
The same thing cannot be said about your dancing.
We don't have Canadian listeners, do we?
Yeah.
We're going to get them.
Well.
Yeah, we have people.
the Canadian government has apologized for Chad Kroeger on several occasions.
Sorry about Chad Kroeger. All right, we're going to bone on out of here.
Yeah, I finished up these non-beers. So.
Proud of you, bud.
This is what we're going to end on?
Yeah.
Spooky.
Spooky.
There they are, Jason. They're there.
Kill
having
for mother.
Premarital sex. Kill them for mommy. Please, Jason. Be a good boy.
We're not going to end on this.
Kill
Please.
Them for
mommy. Okay. I don't know. I just like that he keeps talking.
That was fun.
Are you doing it again?
No.
Do you want me to?
No. Just go to the real ending music.
That's fine. We'll just time warp back to the beginning of the ending.
Yeah, we like
it's
that.
Totally fine. Brandon, you never seen Rocky Horror?
I have not.
Let's talk about Rocky Horror on next week's podcast. You got to watch it before then.
Okay, but I can't go to the show with you guys.
No, I mean
the movie. We want you to watch the movie.
All right.
Why? What would be wrong
Which
with
version?
It?
Which version? You know there's three different versions of that movie.
Just watch Rocky Horror
Picture
Show.
What do I get for it? Can I drink like one
No.
drink?
You can have an O'Doul's.
I don't want an O'Doul's.
I'll go buy another six.
I'm not drinking an O'Doul's!
Brandon's getting a little upset. These pretzels are making me thirsty. Let's drink O'Doul's again.
No.
Yes. I still can't believe you did that.
Ugh. I feel horrible about it.
You're such a good friend.
You are.
Yeah, people say I'm a jerk all the time.
Who?
Logan did. Logan did all last night.
Well, it's because Logan's a jerk. He's a jerk, not you. The jerk store called, and they're running out of you. That's what you should have said to him.
The Seinfeld joke. You'll get there, buddy.
Oh, no, I know it.
Oh, okay.
I've watched Seinfeld.
Your face didn't acknowledge that joke. I was watching you.
Or lots of other things.
I am still suffering from what I had to do here. You know, all the fullness, none of the fun. I'm super full right now.
You look really full.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
Can I shake you?
If you want it all to come out.
That's what she said. Good night, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening, you idiots.
God.
Am I not anybody's favorite?
You're my favorite. That's not my. That's not me. But and like, our Josh.
Aren't you your our own Emily. Favorite, though?
Well, I can't.
I mean, I'm my favorite.
I'm not going to say that.
Why not? We all did.
I'm not my favorite.
Like we were talking the other day. I think it was at brunch. I looked at Becca, and I was like, I don't even think she's my. Like, I'm her favorite on the show. It's like, no one likes me on this show.
I like you on this
James
show.
Shut up.